All right, we are up to Halacha Beis. Simin Kuf Samach Gimel Halacha Beis Nehagim Shekol Ha'om Eitzel Hamila Oimdim. The custom is, wait, just make sure we did everything over here on the bottom. I don't think we finished, we didn't finish the Oitzios on the previous page. Okay, let's go back to Oitz Dalet. Let's go back to Istalid on the previous page. Page Kuf Lamed Ches. Wait, do we do even Gimel? I'm not even sure we did Gimel. Do we do Gimel? Okay, let's go back and do Gimel. I don't think we did Gimel either. Okay, let's do Gimel. If we did, it will be a Chazara. Page Kuf Lamed Aled, Moil Vesanik Hayoyser Toy Vitzadik. Mechatchila, a person should go look for a Moil and a Sanik that is a Tzadrat Tzadikim. Ayim Ramo, the Mumor Dino Keakum, the Mol Chayovim Lach Sulhatif Dambris. A Mumor is Dino Keakim. If a Mumor, a person, Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesia, is the Moihel, it's not a kosher Milo, and you are required to do Hatofas Dambris a second time. The Mol Mechayovim Lach Sulhatif Dambris. Period. Or the pisri tshuva kasta b'shem hashagas aryeh the ain't tzarch lahatif dam bris. You don't have to do it. If even though mumah does the bris mila, it's okay. Even though mumah has a goy, but it's okay. You do not need to do hatovas dam bris. What?
Tofas dam bris came late.
What do you mean it came later?
Was it part of the original chiyum of mila?
No, it's not part. The meal is done. The what do you mean? A goy did the bris mila.
So,
yeah, there's no such thing as Tavas Dambris. So the question is, what exactly is this? I don't even know what it's all about. Like you have to, if it, let's say a child is born mohel. So what do? They have a Tavas Dambris. Or like in this example, a person was born today, 50% of non-Jews have Bris Mila. So a person later wants to become a Ger. So he already has the Bris Mila. So they do a Tavas Dambris. So here the shaila was a goy did a bris l'shem bris. He did it l'shem bris. So the question is, do you still need to do a tofas stam bris at a later point in time when we realized that the person that did it was a goy? So here he talks about a mumer.
Do you know when they established the tofas?
No, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Maybe he'll say something here. Let's see.
When did they establish?
Yehoshua, they established all the people that had bris milah in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim had to have a bris done all over again in order to do the priya. The priya was done, that was Yehoshua. Without goyis, it appears that I read once somewhere that Mishtana had teva. Today it's not really shayach to do a bris milah without a priya. So that's what they say. I don't know. So, but years ago there was the inner membrane was much thicker. This is what I read somewhere. Nishtan, Habris, what?
I read somewhere that it came in when the Romans came in.
No, Yehoshua, it's Chachazal.
You could reverse the bris.
They pulled the skin down in order
to. You wouldn't be able to reverse it.
No, they pull. Yeah, that's right. That's true. You can't be able to reverse it. If you don't have a priya.
Tie it up above the Atarah. So they cut it on the side, so you
can't reverse it.
Why'd you do it anymore?
Okay, but there's still techniques problem how you can still undo it.
You can still do it, but it's much, much harder.
Much more painful, yeah. They did this, the Romans, during the Colosseum, when they competed sports events. So they had to compete naked. They had to compete naked, and if you had a bris milah, it was a telltale sign that you were a Jew, and you were subject to discrimination. So there were many Jews that wanted to participate in these sporting events. They would go and they would have these surgical procedures to undo, to reverse the bris milah.
They also did it during the Holocaust. A lot of people.
And though that should not be detected as being Jews.
They pulled it up a little bit.
Shouldn't it not appear? Okay, so I don't know all the different techniques and what it's all about, but there's something called a tofas. The pisrei tshuva kasta b'shem hashagas aryeh de'ein tzarch lahatif dam bris. You don't need to do hatofas dam bris if it's the bris milah was originally done by a mumer. Uva'agoyis ha'goyin rabbi kivei egas sham nani mitzadid loymad b'diavad ein tzarch lahatif dam bris. You don't need if a mumer who did the bris milah. You do not need a later point time to do hatofas dam bris. V'chein b'shut ha'goyin rabbi kivei egas kasta kimechal shabbos kimechal shabbos. Bechanus psucha, elo she'ein mechalol b'fnei adam. If a person kimachal Shabbos pechanus psucha elosh ein mechal b'fnei asara yishmael Yisraelim kesherim ve'ein. So such a person is kosher to do a bris milah. Ve'ein lamul. I'm sorry. B'fnei asara yishol kesherim. Does not mechal Shabbos in front of 10 regular Jews. Ein lamul lechatchila. He should not lechatchila be the moel. Uvidiyevet oish ein moel acher mutter. He's allowed to serve as their bris milah. So it seems over here that he's coming to mechal at different times to people. Mechal Shabbos. If you have a person that's Mechal Shabbos Bitsina, then you can be Makel when there is no one else, he can be the Moil. Only a person that's Mechal Shabbos Bifarhesia, in front of 10 people, is it problematic to allow him to be the Moil. It seems that he says if you have no one else, there's no one else that can do the circumcision, then you can allow a person that's Mechal Shabbos to do the bris milah. The ayin is sefer derech pikudecha. The kol huapi korsim afilu ena ma'aminim bechazal imolu tzorch lachsu lahatif dam bris and api korsim that does a bris milah. There's a requirement at a later point in time for the person to have a tofas dam bris. The chayin is sefer oy shalom helo the kain the mechal le Shabbos api korsim she ena ma'aminim bechidushi ho'ilam dinam ke'akum ledinze and a goy everyone holds requires a tofas dam bris. The ayin the mishnah bura she kosav nami zev im khoyd khoy yishol kosher rak hapri khoy echad min hapasulim. Let's say the two parts of the bris milah, we mentioned this last time when we were going over bris milah that it used to be the custom in ancient times. I take that back, not ancient times, but hundreds of years ago, where they would give the mechabit three people for the bris. The first one did the remove the arla, the second person did the priya, and the third person did the mitzitza. It's a way to give more kibudim to at a bris milah. So what happens if the person that removes the arla is a yisrael kosher, but the one that does the priya is a mumar, is one of the psulim? That is not makiv, and you don't need to do hatofas dam bris to cover up for a Perea that was done by a apostle. The chain calls the sefer zecher bris b'shem shud beis Yaakov. Period. Umoyel v'sandik shehem oininim v'avelim ayin l'kamon tzim kuf tzadim. So that we'll get to later on. What's the status when it comes to these people? Okay, next. Im kibel umoyel echad.
I saw the shevet lady.
Yeah.
He brings a different question. He says, Mila doesn't need kavanah.
Mila does not need kavana. It's a maisa. All mitzvahs are like that. Yeah.
He says that there's no problem with the maya or whatever it is.
Does not, but as long as it's not a guy, as long as it's not a guy, right?
He brings a gemara, there's a machlekes, Rashi, places, whatever, and he also brings from here that if you have a sefer that was written by a mumar or a bekeres, you really don't have to burn that sefer unless it's a sefer Torah, because you know. What are his kavanas? Unless his kavanas are by Nazara, we don't care. It doesn't make a difference. He says you shouldn't read it, but you don't have to burn it.
Okay, all right. Halacha dalad in kibay lemoil echad if you mechabe one moil he should be the moil for the rest of your children. All the remaining to all the future children also should be done by this moil. Uchshaav yodea umnis hamila. What happens if the father himself knows how to do the bris mila? Imutu lechabe leacher yesh bezed deos shaynas. So here's the question. Let's say you know the umnis, you know how to do it, but you don't. But you want to give a kavod to someone, you want to mechabe to someone else. I just want to score some points. I can do it. I've done 1,000 milas, but now when it comes to my son, I want to use this as an opportunity to mechabe my father. Let my father be the moil. Let my grandfather. Let my brother. Let my someone, one of my relatives, score some points. Are you allowed to do? Do we say that since the ikar mila is the father's mitzvah, it's the mitzvah habein al ha'av, it's the father's obligation. So you're not allowed to pass it on. Ha'or zero heavy bidarkei Moshe v'yashach b'chayshem mishpat v'yaktzes achayshem sham echach masadam v'oyt zviolei d'osur l'chabe li'acher. If you know how to do a bris milah, it's your mitzvah. You have no right to give it over to someone else. V'yatvu ashar v'shut beis Ephraim v'oyt zviolei the mutter. You are allowed to pass it over. Crazy replacei kosav d'davka b'derech kibud osur. You're not allowed to give it over there. Kovit, Aval, Bederech shalichos mutter. But if you want to appoint someone as your agent, then you can. If for whatever reason you don't want to do it, it's okay. V'chein dir mechassam sefer, v'ebrek yosef, v'shem ha-shlumos simcha dasha, he kosav l'hepuch, the bederech kibud mutter, all the way around. If you want to be mechabit someone that's mutter, v'derech shalichos aser. Okay, so you see, v'chiluk edeyes, if you're allowed to go and give it over to someone else. V'v'shut maharam, you find just the opposite. You find many people, they learn mila just so that they can do it and someone else should not do it. That you find to be pretty common. People are not squeamish. A ben Torah, they like to train to become a model themselves, to have the honor of doing it to their own child and kind of missing themselves. If you know someone is better, he's a better woman, of course, so the safety of the child comes first, you can let them do it instead of you. All of the Paiskim discuss this. From a sefer bris avram, the ayin should share idea. The afilu aladeas the aser leiting lachem mikomakom emerz liyos sandik mutal chabin laacher. Let's say the father wants to be a sandik. I'm not just the reason why I'm giving up doing the bris mil is because I want to be the sandik. So then, even the paiskim that said that you're not allowed to pass over the maisa mila, to this you are allowed to make, you make an exception. The yeshkam zed deas, but this also not so simple. Some say even that you should not do. It's more important to be the moil than to be the sandik. Halacha hey, also lachzor bo lechabel lacher. Once you have honored one moil to be the moil for child number one, you're not allowed to give this kavod to a different moil for number two. V'chosav b'turizav di'im acher shekvar kibdu nizdam and loy moil acher shu'oy havoy tzadik. After you already gave kavod to one moil, now you discover another moil who is a tzadik or your friend. And we know for sure that if had the person number two been present at the time of bris milah number one, if we can go back a year ago when you had your first baby and you would have certainly given the milah to someone else, then that's also an exception. You can give it now, you can change, you can give it to number to a different person. That's only if you change your mind before the day of the milah. Avol kishavar nichnasu lebeis hakneses b'yom hamilah. But what happens if you already come to shul? Can you imagine? You already come to shul. You already told the moil the day before. He comes there. He has all his kalim there. He's all ready to go. And then walks in your best friend. I can't believe you're here. And you're a 5-star moil. So you know what? I'm sure the other moil will let you use his kilim. You can do the bris milah. That is a no-no. Once already it's in motion, you're not allowed to go in the last minute, go and pull a switch. So moil number one is embarrassed. In public, he's being demoted. He already spent money. He already got up early in the morning and he already took a taxi to come early in the morning. You're not allowed to go change your mind because now you have a better moil. You're not allowed to profit against his insult. A person who wants to be a chassid should be careful and don't go and put to shame other people. So Zavar Pashin is just, these are Dvarim Pshutim, and once already you put into motion who the moil is going to be, you're not allowed to change your mind no matter what. Yes, when there are no other circumstances, that's the halacha. Why not? That's the she'eris. No, I don't think you take a din Torah. She'eris yisrael lo yasu avos. Very powerful words in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Once you're mechaved one moil, you're not allowed to. Of course, unless you don't have good experience. If you have a good reason, the first moil he did a terrible job. The baby was sick. The baby was bleeding for a very long time. The moil never showed up to check the baby, right? Or let's say you get spooked out. The baby, the moil didn't mitzitz on the peh. And now all of a sudden you're spooked out and you don't want to do mitzitza b'peh. And this moil says, I only do mitzitza b'peh. Or vice versa. You don't do it. Now, if you have a good reason, I think it's a dover pashut ad ma'od, we even learn, then you allow it to change. But when everything is the same, when there's no significant difference between number one, number two, it's just you want variety, this is not the supermarket with a whole shelf of cereal boxes. This is not the way it goes. She'eris Yisrael lo yasa avla. You will mechabed one person, so you got to stick with that one person. It's a big decision. When a parent has his first child, they're making a big decision. Yiras Hashem, they have a lot of children, a lot of sons, and you got to be consistent who the mole is going to be. Now let's go to halacha, halacha vav. Uli achar, halacha vav is the next halacha. Let's go to halacha beis. Halacha beis on the top of the Kishon Chanoch. Behagin shakol ha'am etzel hamila oimdim. We discussed this. Everyone has to stand. Shenemar vayamoid ha'am babris. It says in Sefer Melachim that everyone stood when they made, when the melech, he brought them into a bris, they all stood. From this pasuk we take it as a remes that when you make a bris smil, even the pasuk there is not discussing a bris smil, it's discussing there when they, he made the melech. The melech refers to Shlomo, when he built the Beis Hamikdash, he went and he made a bris with Klal Yisrael, and it says Vayamoid. So we learn from this pasuk that when you make a bris, a covenant, you must be done standing. We discussed last week when we learned about Bris Mila in the parish, in the context of the parish, this Machlekes HaPoiskim, this Din of Amida, is it an Iker Hadin, or it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma? In other words, like Shimon Esrei. When you stand during Shimon Esrei, this is an Iker Hadin. When you stand Lefnei HaMelech, you must stand. You're not allowed to say, "No, I'm tired today. I'm going to sit for Shmona Esrei." No such thing. You're only considering Shmona Esrei if a person is a choyle, a zokein, you're an oynis, you're on an airplane, things like that. But otherwise, there's no excuse to sit during the Amida. It's the tsura of tfila. Likewise, according to some paiskim, the tsura of bris mila is Amida. If you are participating in the bris mila, the tsura of bris mila is Amida. There's no excuse to sit down. Other paiskim say, "No, no such thing. We don't compare." This pasuk is just an asmachta, just a remes. It's not to be taken with the full force of the literal meaning. And therefore, if a person goes to bris mila and you're tired, you could sit down. You don't have to exert yourself to the extreme to fulfill what it says. How far we go with this to the Amida? But it does say at least we stand. Melamed shasandek milvar hasandek goes without saying the sandek shatayim satina. Who Yosef, he sits down. Everyone responds. According to this, the Girsa, the Ashkenaz Girsa of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Oizvav. What happens if there is no father? Now, the nusach that we have is Kashem Shnichnas, Kashem. Who makes the bracha? Okay, so who makes the bracha? She'ein ha'av eitz la'mila kasav ha'ramah da'noigim da'hasandik mevarech. He makes the bracha li'hachnisai. U'v'shut ha'goyin Rebbe Kiva Eger kasav da'harav ho'ir yivarech. The Rav, di'achiv mutul al ha'bezdin. Not on the sandik. U'ch'sheyesham av avi av aviv. When there is a grandfather, shel ha'yeled yivarech avi aviv. He gets kedima. V'yichav l'hoitzi yasarab b'ruchasai. So he should have kavanah to be mostly the Rebbe b'ruchasai b'mnei she'ikar achiv al harav ayin sham. Okay, so why don't we give it to the Rav then? I don't know why. I guess you don't want to have a fight. You give it to the grandfather. The grandfather has kedima. That's an interesting idea to make the bracha. For huva ksas, huva ksas, the pischei shuva v'sefer kares abris hella kerama. The sandik yivarech. The best thing is the sandik should make the bracha, not the grandfather and not the Rav. So there are three people here fighting for the bracha when the father's not there. The sandik, the grandfather, and the Rav. Over sefer oy shalom hevi the of the aviv hagoyin hakadosh bal darki tshuva. Noag atzmai ki hagoyin Rebbe Kiva Eger zhanal. He was noag like Rebbe Kiva Eger, and Rebbe Kiva Eger was the one that said that the Rav should be the one who makes the bracha when the father was not present. Upelili shlohevi klum yiziknoi. Why did he pass? Hasna Rebbe Kiva Eger should be proud from his grandfather. B'sefer derech pikukdecha shekosav stam k'divei harama. The one that makes the bracha is the sandik, not the Rav. The sandik yivarch. V'yev sheyesh. What? V'yev sheyesh lechalik bein heichit sheyesh harav ho'ir eitzel hamila lo. So maybe it depends if he's present. Maybe the situation here was the Rav was not present. They had to invite him. They have to invite him. So I don't know. So he's saying over here. The bottom line is you don't invite. You modia. So you announce. So the bottom line is, we take out this halacha. There are four different people that get the bracha. Lechatchil, the father gets the bracha. It's his mitzvah. There is no father. It's upon the Beis Din. So the Tzad is said that the Rav, because the Rav is acting as the representative of the Beis Din. The Rav is not present, so then there's a conflict between the Sandik. The Sandik, he's the one that's considered to be a participant in the Bris Milah, or the grandfather. We learn the grandfather has great significance from Yosef. The Gam Mocher Ben Menashe Yuldu Al Birke Yosef Yos Bimocher Ben Menashe. The Greek. There we learn that the grandfather has kedima to be the Sandik. Which grandfather? The Gam Mocher Ben Menashe. So it's a father's father. That's what the pasuk says. Mocher Ben Menashe Yuldu Al Birke Yosef. The grandfather. They let's say you have a choice giving the grandfather and the great grandfather. We discussed this a long time ago. Let's say, as a person, the zeichet have a great grandfather at the bris. Who has kedima, the great grandfather or the grandfather? It's machlekes apoiskim. I think many are noted to say the grandfather. The grandfather comes before the great grandfather because the ferish apasik. And also Chazal said that you only really have a relationship with your grandchildren. When you come to the great grandchildren, you're ready. The hashpah is weakened. It's already too far of a generation gap for a person to have true influence. So since the sanik is connecting the generations, we give it to the one that has the real connection, and that's the grandfather, not the great-grandfather. Halacha. The other grandfather was Osnas Bas Potiphera. So Potiphera was no competition. There was no competition to be the son. Can't give a guy a sandik.
No, he wasn't.
You can't rule from that.
What?
You can't rule from that
because you don't know what would have been had he been Jewish.
Maybe she was Jewish.
He was Megayer, but a Gerish Neskar Kodesh Shniladami. The father, Potiphar. Osnas Bas Potiphera. Osnas Bas Potiphera. Okay, let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel. Hamoyel Tzorech Sheyeda Hilchoy Smila. That's an understatement, of course. The Tzorech. Can you imagine you go to a Smila? I don't know the first thing what to do. What do we cut? We cut out the heart. Va'aralten es Orlas Levavchem. Right? It says in the Torah, Orlas Levavchem. Okay, we'll cut out the heart. Right? The Gemara has such a hav amina. Where? We'll go out to the backyard. Our last period. So what do you do? So of course it goes without saying you have to know the halachas. You have to investigate if the child is healthy. You have to ask the mother or the nurse, is there anything that I should know? Is there anything about this child that I should be aware of? Maybe the child is not fit, he's not ready for Mila on this day. And of course today this is extremely complicated. There are many who have more halachos in the moment, but every moil has his set of rules and every doctor has his set of rules, so you always have to follow. I mean, talk about jaundice, what are the bilirubin, right? What's the numbers? So what's the counts? So there are some moilin, it's a science. They tell you a number and that's the number whether you like it or not. And there are some moilin, they don't go by the number. They look at the baby and they tell you if they like what the baby looks like. They like what it looks like, they do it. They don't like, they don't do it. Each to each his own. Everyone has their different technique. Tzarech sheyeda, hilchas mila, ayin b'shulchan aruch, demolin al yidei sakin. You have to use a metal knife. No plastic. No glass, ceramic. It has to be metal. It says in Sefer Yehoshua, when he re-circumcised the entire Klal Yisrael, even those that had been received from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, because now they were getting Perea. And it says he took everyone, he brought them with Charvos, a sword, Tsurim, of... what does it mean? It's Tsurim, sharp. Sharp, a targum sham is molin charifin. Sharpen is molin. Is a zemel is a metal implement. A metal tool. The ayin, so therefore we learn from the targum, the halacha, that it must be metal. The ayin baruch hashulchan, the ayin lechadish chadoshes, lasos hapriya bimin muchna with a machine. That they are, tzorch davkul lefra bitzi pornayim. So what about the puria? The puria is the separation of the inner membrane. How is that too? You don't use a knife. Chas v'shalom, you wouldn't dare use a knife for that. That's sakana snafash. That's some sakana. So there are, you use the fingernail. That is tradition, to use the fingernail, and people obviously have come along and said it's not hygienically ideal. You don't want the fingernail of the mole touching. What? Well, they do. They do have. They grow long fingernails just for this. They grow long fingernails just, and they have to keep them. You can imagine the scrutiny in today's day and age you're under to keep them sparkling clean before they do the priya, as you could imagine. And he says no one should come along today and say I have a new technique. Chodosh asur min ha'tayra. Chodosh lasos ha'priya b'min muchna. They have new techniques. I'm sure you can imagine all different things they can do. V'tzorach dafka l'fra b'tzi par na'im. The ayim b'shubin b'tzion. What does it say? Atilner, name of Ellinger. The tzach lefray b'tzipayren dechenira mimedrash. He comes from a medrash upoiskim. The rock beged gadol. The rock beged gadol shehela shehaar lo kasha. Only, I'm sorry, beger gadol, an adult, a ger gadol, she'ar lekasha, she'efshu lefer b'tzipayron, mutu l'shtamesh l'ze zug, you can use some type of tool, a zug, a pair of scissors, I don't know what this is, some type of tool, that's the only exception, an adult, where the fingernail is not going to work correctly. V'chein, im ein moil acher, she'en yodeh lefer rak b'zug, molin al yoda, if there's no other moil, the moil that is here is a surgeon, and this is the only way he knows to do it. So then you can be mekel. You don't need to use the fingernail. Uvelafachi also the yesh lachash ulai who kabbalah smoish rabenu al vashon. The Or Hashulchan is writing this. Or Hashulchan is one of the biggest mekelim in halacha, and yet here he's very machmir. He's very machmir that we don't know that when it comes to priya. We're not talking about mitzitza yet, but when it comes to priya, we don't know. It might very well be this halacha lemoshe misinai that it must be done with the fingernail, and therefore it's not our place to make innovations. V'chein b'shut or hamer kos of nami mikoidim nami mikoidim mimedrash v'zara kodesh. It's also kos of nami mikoid. I don't know what that means. Mikoidim mimedrash v'zara kodesh v'paiskim lefra b'tziparim dafka. All of the traditional sources tell us it must be done with the fingernail. Why the heavier the moil? So he brings down that even in Ovel, even in Ovel's lot of him sakin siparnav fil mehevloi. I think he's talking there about that moil is that an Ovel is allowed to be sakin his fingernails for this purpose. The heavier, and then he brings down a story where there was a moil that decided he's not going to use the fingernail, he's going to have another technique, and he was removed from service. The heavier, the moil, echad me umnasa mishum de shina hamesoira shle paran bitsi poiran. The chenlein hametzitzri. Now we're getting into some really touchy stuff. Okay, so fasten your seatbelts. The chen binyin hametzitzri herichu rabbisin hachagoinim bitsvareim. Goidel ho iser binyin bitul hametzitzri. First he talks about just not doing it. Let's just do away with the whole thing. L'chor is just a technique in order for a healing. It's not part of the. It's not part of the actual. It's not the ritual. It's just. It's just an infection, whatever it is. And since today many doctors will tell you they don't see any advantage. Nishtana hateva. We live in a different. Things are different today. So there's not necessarily any advantage in doing this mitzitza. So don't do it all together. Who needs it? Skip the whole thing. No. It's tradition, even though it may not be necessarily a part of the ritual, but it has to be done in some way or form. The goyin Yisrael Mahari Asad, the Shulbin Yitzian Etlinger, Umaram Sheik Kosav, the Hamatzitza Loy Levad Mishum Sakona Rufu Amru Chazal. It's not only because of Sakona and Rufu Amru Chazal, Lahatrich Hamatzitza, Elna Mishum Mitzvah. Okay, so he's saying over here words which are the efsher shru halacha lemoshe misina. Okay, so this is
bringing the
Hungarian. And this is like I told you, this is all extremely controversial. We all know that. The chos avor b'maram shek demash ayimim b'shem maran hachasam sefer shehitir apamech lamul v'lumtos alides sfoig. He allowed through a sponge. He did not require mitzitza b'peh hayrosh shohaisa. This was an exceptional situation. Mibnei shohaisa chashash gezera al hamila. If they did not do it, if they did it prepared, they would not let them do it. Therefore, they had no choice. That's why. But when no one, it appears to say that when no one is watching, when no one is bothering you, when no one is forcing you, you can do whatever you want. Then you should understand. Then you have to do it prepared. That's what it seems to be saying. Only in that situation, that's why it was an exception. That was Hayrasha Mishum Choyli. Choyli Ra, Shahoya Oz Beir, Veen. It was because the end, there was an ill sickness. There was a choyla was circulating, so that's why they did not allow, Mitzitsa Bepeh. He's saying that today there's also disease, herpes.
There's a very interesting article about the Rockland County health examiner.
Yeah.
Who looked at all the
herpes cases?
Statistics.
Yeah.
And he said that the report of New York City was not accurate. And he did his own experiment and he got all the Chassid Shemoylem agree. They all took DNA swabs and he did research and he found statistically that the hepatitis had nothing to do with the myelin.
I know, but what you're saying there's another world that will tell you just the opposite of what you just said.
What he did is he said, I want to prove it myself. But he went to the moil and he said, listen, it's going to be private, I don't care if you have, whatever. And they agreed with him.
Yeah, of course. Of course they're going to agree. The Chassid are not gave a davar. Of course they agree.
Knocked out the whole report of New York City. Had us the
thing. Everyone will tell you that everyone has an agenda and a chanami. This is something that we're not going to resolve in this room here and this time. We're not going to solve the world's problems in this room. The Achrei Kein Himtziu Mechuna. We have a machine, Limitzitza. They produced a new technique. They are going to Yitzchak Chanan Hitter Zeh. He was martyred. You don't have to do Metzitz Lebepen. You can do it through this technique. The cause of Sham is the Chemen Nami, the Zeh Nami, Hayroah. So this that we find that Yitzchak Chanan Expector, he was martyred. That was Hayroah Shah. That was not Lichat Chila. Bebnei Shahoye Oz Min Machla. Syphilis. The Memshola Australem Lachilchain Hitter Aide Hamachuna Ayin Shan was Hayroash, so don't bring any riots from the Chassam Sefer. Don't bring any riots from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. Don't bring riots, these were situations of Hayroash. The Chain Kosam should base Yitzchak. The Masha Tir Eze Goinim Hamachuna, this machine, this technique, whatever this technique is, Limitzitza, meaning that it's not done bepeh. Choyroa sho hoysa, bebnei sherotisa hamem shalo levatel hakoil, ubocharues hara bimiuto, and they selected to do it in these exceptional situations. The rab and we just do a little evil, meaning that we'll make an exception in this case. V'chein, but not, it's not meant for the hamoinam, it's not meant for future generations. V'chein kos the b'shul divrei malkiel, the mavatel mitzvah mitzitza mikol yesh lachosh leminus. Now here he's talking about Nicole. He's not talking about Mitzitza Bepeh. He's talking about not doing Mitzitza at all. I don't think that's an issue today. I think everyone today, they don't find people not doing Mitzitza. The whole question is, they do it Bepeh, they do it with the tube, with the sponge. But Baruch Hashem, I think we've come at least, there were tkufas where they tried to Mevatel Mitzitza entirely. And he says, if you try Mevatel entirely, that means that there's an indication that a person is not Bekoris. The Gamadei Mechuna, he says, Lezu Ein Lahadir Bepshitus. It's not so silly, he's not so strong, his terms are not as strong when it comes to Mitzitza Bepeh. El b'mokum sheyesh lochush shakali hadas yifetzu vivad l'gamri ha-mitzitza. Because if you're not going to do it with a sponge or with a tube, then they're not going to want to do the mila, they're not going to do the Mitzitza at all, and that's worse. The ayin b'shut ma'ram shik de'im ein manich ma'asol l'mitzitza. If they don't like to do Mitzitza, zikabu l'amol b'lo Mitzitza. What happens if you go to a place and they don't like to do Mitzitza? So what do you do? So then you can do it. Yikav lo b'lo mitzitza. So you can do it. I'm sorry. My name is like Al Yikav lo b'lo mitzitza. I'm sorry. Al Yikav refuse. The cause of Atzalik Harav Agoyim Rav Shimon Rufol Hirsch. Rav Shamshon Rufol Hirsch. Hatam lezed the kevin sheikar hamitzva alva av ein hamoil mechuyv laavod al meser lavor al meseris avosenu mibnei shav haben reitze shimolu b'loy hamitzitza. The moil is not allowed to do it if the father tells you don't do mitzitza. He's not allowed to. Then the moil should step down. The sefer Koris Abris. Lehagoin. Lehagra. Poisek. Poisek. Kosav. Deim. Deim Yavsho. Beshumoifen. Limtsois. Bepe. Yikabel hamitzvah lomul v'yimtzos aydei dover hamafsik bein mechune uchadoyme. Then mechune to this machine uchadoyme. Kaven sin shahar begedol hador he tiru zeb. But the you can be makel. V'lo yenichu arul do not leave the person also. At least do the mitzitza. The mitzitza, not do the mitzitza, is categorically forbidden. To do the mitzitza not prepare, there are obviously we've gone through already so many different situations, stories where there were exceptions. V'sev oishol ma'agon hakadosh mimunkash kosav nami dechlitu fine, that we know. But Sham Hirach Be'inyan Isra Mitzitz, I did clean Mitzitz. Then he discussed what about not using doing a bepeh? The seem the Alkaponim Mishiyeshloi Machla Bevadai Tzrichim Lunoya Isem Elizabeth. I should have done a posh. The loyal is sick, though, of course, he should not go anywhere near the baby, not do Mitzitz to peh. But there, Adonai Menor Rabbeinu, with that South Shicham Perish Lekasav Shum Perish Lodvarid next to what he means, the Leka Acha Shiyacha Limtsay, so im Yamal Bulo Mitzitz, Tzorachin. He doesn't understand what the Adwa, the Munkach, what he says when it comes to not doing a mitzitza, not doing it at all, what his opinion is, to completely leave out the mitzitza. Okay, so we're now, so obviously we're not going to solve the problem over here. There's yesh v'yesh, everyone, there are different opinions on this matter, and some people have very, very strong opinions, and the emotion runs very high, both ways. Okay, let's go to halacha, halacha. Let's do another halacha. We did that already. The lachas halacha dalit tzrich lizar b'moed b'moed shlo lamul v'lad sheyesh shloi chashash has a chashash. Let me turn the page. Chayli, why? Ki sakonas nefashos doicha esakol. Sakonas nefashos overrides everything. Shef shloi lamul l'achar zman. You can wait until tomorrow or the next day. The ef shloi hachzir nefesh achas mishol le'olam. You can never bring dubim chayim esim. The ayin yoredeya. Simon Reish Samach Beis, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Mosai Molin Tindik Shahi Yochoyla, when you do a Mila on a child that's sick and then he heals, you have to wait 24 hours. May 8th, if a child has a fever, you have to wait 7 days sometimes. We'll get some of the halachas. You have to get 7 days, we'll come with different situations, we'll come to this halacha soon. Sometimes you have to wait seven, if a child has a fever, you have to wait 7 days, and sometimes you have to wait 24 hours, different situations. Shahi Yochoyla Vahivri, Miyad, Kishatina Groy, Lamul, also Lakim, Vesamitz, once a child is fit, you're not allowed to delay. Let's say you want to have a nine more lavish suda, it's forbidden. Of course, when it is mila shaloi bizman, then you don't do it on Shabbos. V'loy b'yom na b'yom tov. Chmoy shekosu b'yoredeya. So very big machlokes apoyskim. If a woman conceived through artificial insemination. Today it's not so uncommon. Today, Baruch Hashem, due to technology, and many, many miracle babies are born, and the woman gives birth on Shabbos. She gives birth on Shabbos. A natural, healthy lady, everything is fine. 8 days later, you're expecting there to be a bris milah. No bris milah. Not necessarily. It's machlokes. Like, if Shlomo Zalman Arba holds Isha ki Sazria v'yolda Zohar v'tamashi v'asimim v'chaya b'yom hashmini yimol b'sar alaso. It has to be Isha ki Sazria derech natural conception. We're not talking about opinion haben forceps. Okay. We're talking about a in vitro artificial insemination. This type of conception. So it's a big machlokes apayskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach has his opinion that you don't. Mila is not done on Shabbos when the conception was not done naturally. Other apayskim disagree. No such thing. There's no such thing. It's all holding the lady. The lady Isha ki Sazria. However, this Sazria. However, it was. It's fine. Mela. So this is something that Moyalim always have to ask. They have to mind. You know, it's very sensitive. People, it's none of your business. What kind of question is that? Right? What kind of question is that? But,
well, when they say it's none of your business, you got your answer.
I guess that's maybe why, you know, we said before you have the same oil, right? You say you want to keep all the secrets. The secrets in the limited. Okay, let's just see one halacha. One halacha, and then we'll stop. Oisches Utsrichim Lizoyer. On the bottom, page Kuf Lamed Zayin, Bishut Maharsham, Nishal, the Mishet Soch Lomoloi, Bigadlusso, Imutul Hashkoise Mashke, Ha. You want to give him anesthesia. Put him to sleep because he needs a bris milah. Hamiyashin oy such lo yargish betzara. Kosav sheim shem chashash loymar dekevin shuyoshin v'loyroy lemevad biatzmai. Imkein loyroy nami lasay shliach. He's no. It's okay. It's fine. Don't make a lomdish a svara. Since when I'm sleeping, I can't appoint a shliach. So therefore, the shliach is not valid. It's not a kosher bris milah when I'm being put to sleep. I'm not in a state of consciousness. The loy shaykh klal inyan shlichos lekan. There's no din shlichos. Period. Mitzvah he. The mitzvah is shiyeh nimol. It's a din in the cheftza, not in the din in the gavra. Lechem mutter. What? What? A different lundus. Lechem mutter. Uveshut imra yoyisha nishali mutter lasay ziluf b'machat. It means sam. Sh'ayde zenasa bosar ho'ever kibosar. You're allowed to go put some type of medication. Local anesthesia. Ho'ever kibosar hames. She'enei magish. Local anesthesia. Okay. Hevi mimedrish she'tchilas ha'mitzvah she'nasa bi'avram avinu ho'ayde tsar. L'chein he yells no local anesthesia and certainly no general anesthesia. V'chein hella b'shut av me'zichar u'lefid ivreim nami mashke ha'miyashin osar. So he prevents a chilukei deos if a person should be put out or locally or generally when he has a bris milah. They do, they put him out. They do local anesthesia. The ones that I've heard about, I don't know, I haven't heard about all that many, but the few that I've heard about, I've heard that they do local anesthesia. That's what I've heard. And then there are stories, you read about the Russians, different stories where people were eager to have a bris milah. The chavivus was so great, they did it without any anesthesia, where they had to wait, there was a delay, they wouldn't have the anesthesia, so they said, no, you can do it without the anesthesia.
The doesn't hold the person on the lap.
He holds it in his hand. He holds his hand. Right, a sandik for an adult, the sandik is the one he holds your hand. You don't sit. On the sandik for an adult. Why not? Well, you can sit down. What's the difference? What? Who makes the bracha?
The sandik.
I don't know who makes the bracha. No, I don't know. No, Nimol doesn't make the bracha. The Nimol is not doing it. Probably the Bez and the Rav or the sandik. Probably the three people that we discussed before. Maybe the father is alive. Okay, so this is okay, so we'll stop over here.